1:00.
1:30?
1:30.
22nd of what?
May.
We send this email.
Commissioner, you here?
We send this email.
Yes, it's an email, and we will visit those jurisdictions that weren't here today in person.
And I will email out all these attachments as far as the Animal Care Facilities Act and the other things so that you can look at those.
How does your regulations compare to ours?
Same thing.
Same thing. Yeah, the state's made it extremely difficult to house these animals.
And some of it's legit, and some of it's...
I was gonna say, some of it's legit.
But a lot of it's not.
You know...
And that's where it gets frustrating.
I mean, you know, example is, before the last law went into effect, we bought, I don't know, $10,000 worth of veterinary-style cages that are all useless.
Yeah, they're not up to...
And they're the absolute best you could buy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But there's not enough headroom, evidently.
Well, the other thing is veterinarians' cages. Number one, veterinarians aren't regulated by the MDA.
Right.
They have their own regulations, and they're not intended to be in those cages for very long. You know, they're there to recover from a surgery, that sort of thing. Whereas the requirements for our cages for Missouri Department of Ag are intended for, you know, at least 7 days that they're gonna be living in that cage. And, you know, it's, you know, they have to have elevated resting places, they have to have all these regulations so that they're not laying in their own feces and urine, so...
No, I don't agree with all of it.
You said we were good with drainage last time we talked. Reasonably good with drainage?
Drainage.
Out at the shelter for washing away, that was one of the issues that we ran into. Heat, excessive heat. We needed to make sure that our drains were flowed better. The, of course, you've got your time outside of the kennels, the walk time, the quarantine areas.
Yeah, I mean, we have isolation areas, we do not have true quarantine areas. And the ambient temperature cannot be above 85 degrees for more than 4 hours. We do have ceiling fans in all the buildings, and we have mounted fans on the walls, and then we have standing pedestal fans that we use. But, you know, 2:00, we shut those lights off because that's a lot of heat.
The heat, yeah.
And we do whatever we can to get that temperature down when the temperature's hot outside. It's kinda hard to get after people about dogs and cars.
Yeah, well, you can tell it, but you, that's what you have about a building. And the facility was really probably not built for this.
Anything else?
It's your meeting.
We'll come back with those things, and thank you guys very much.
Thanks, sir. It's like, we're gonna just come back when you stay on.
You need to adjourn, do you want to say any motions?
Hey, EJ?
Who said hey?
I motion.
It was me.
Shannon, just a second.
So I hear you and Jeff.
Yeah, that's stupid, your law. Only home in a coma, what?
I don't know.
That shit looks better for my schedule.
It